This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome in. Lot to unpack on this. What is it, Wednesday? Why does it feel like a Thursday? Feels like this week is dragging on, but
I came in this morning and Tanner told me, hey, we're doing Wine at 9 tomorrow.
Right.
And I was thinking it was Friday.
It's Friday, yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going on.
It's a weird week, Mike. I guess Stampede Week kind of throws everything off. Yeah, Independence Day on Saturday, so maybe that's why. Trey McBride, legendary CSU tight end, was on a podcast the other day, and not great things being said about how they handled his John Mackey Award that he got a few years ago. We'll get into that. NBA updates. Everybody's making moves left and right, except for the Nuggets. And is LeBron James a real possibility to Denver? Ooh. Top stories of the day. Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly. Also the owner of the Foxes, Preston Munch. Going to be a big one. Busy one. Fun one. The whole show starts now. Welcome into the show. I am Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Gold Cup is pretty fun. You know, England's losing to Congo right now, and that's kind of a shocker. So that's interesting. Germany are already upset. From what I know, that was an upset anyway. But man, the games have been a blast. A lot of controversy in the game last night between Mexico and Ecuador. You had Mexico win 2-0. You can't say zero. It's against the rules, 2-0. And then after they had kind of a rough game, one of their top defenders, Piero Hincapié, I must say, was sent off in stoppage time, so at the end of the game, for covering his mouth during an altercation with Santiago Jimenez. You can't cover your mouth. You can't do it. Because you might as well just say what you're going to say in your own language and nobody will understand it. But if you cover your mouth, no matter what, you could literally be saying, hey, you're my best friend. But you can't do it. And I don't think he was saying that. But he was kicked out of the game for that. So, interesting. There's a lot of kind of weird rules that I'm trying to get used to, but they're also so out there and bizarre that it kind of adds more to it. So it's kind of fun. First of it is text line 888-530-0043. Michael, Trey McBride was on a podcast recently. It's called Bussin' with the Boys. I've seen a few of these. They're pretty entertaining. And you know, McBride is a good Colorado dude. Grew up in, Fort Morgan. Went to Colorado State. Thought about leaving. Decided to stay when Adazio was hired. Not that it was necessarily Adazio, but stuck around. And will go down as one of the great, if not the greatest, Colorado State football players ever. And obviously we know what he's doing at the NFL level. He's one of the top tight ends in the league. But during this podcast, and Michael, I sent it to you yesterday, and I'm assuming you got that all edited up because there were a lot of F-bombs, so I let you work your magic there. So we'll see how well you did. Let's play that. I want to react to that today. Here's Trey McBride on Bussin' with the Boys.
The one thing that was cool about Colorado State is I did win the Mackey Award, which was pretty cool. The best tight end, which had never really been done at a power whatever. That was pretty special just to win that award. But funny thing about this is they give you the big trophy. It's a huge. And at the time, Colorado State was like, are you going to keep the trophy or are we going to put it in the? And I'm like, what? It's my trophy. I'm keeping the. And they're like, well, we got to get a replica. It's like 15 grand. Like, how are we going to do that? And I'm like,
you just got drafted the same round. Like,
I don't know, man. Figure it out. So that was like a big deal because they, they're asking like, they're like, we got to ask some donors for some money to get this trophy in the trophy case. And I'm like, well, you guys better figure it out because I'm keeping this one. Go to Arizona. I get
college is sweating over 15 is tough, man.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get any NIL
money. But also,
you're
Colorado State. You won for some recruiting purposes.
Well, I'm with them, but the fact they're having like a sit down, like, well, we need a replica. That's 15,000. Like, how are we gonna get it? It's like, I don't know, man.
We don't have it. Any donors, Trey.
you're a donor.
You are the donor now. Colorado State, we love you. We are going hard on them, but it's fun. It's good fun. We like it's that fun on the podcast.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so at the end of the podcast, it's worth noting, hey, we're going hard on CSU, but we do love them, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, so that was in 2021 that Trey McBride won the John Mackey Award. Now, it's important to note some of the same leadership is still there at Colorado State, but that was not the same athletic director. That was under Joe Parker. But I know for a fact, like, some of the people in the higher up front office. Do we say front office in college now? I think so. Whatever. I'm just curious who told Trey that. I would love to know. Who sat down with Trey McBride, your best football player maybe ever, and after he won the John Mackey Award, which is for the best tight end in the country, so he's literally the best player at his position. He wins an award, and CSU's kind of like, so are you going to keep it, or can we display it? And he's like, I want to keep it. It's my award. Well, we need to get a replica then, and it's like 15 grand. So, yeah, what are we going to do? I mean, even in the podcast, they mentioned, well, you want that trophy for recruiting purposes. I get it. If you're CSU, don't you want to display that award? But it's also, doesn't Trey get the first choice? I mean, I know he won it as a player for CSU, but he won the award. He gets to make that choice. And they should be responsible for paying $15,000 for a replica, and they shouldn't even ask him.
They should.
$15,000?
It felt to me like it was some lower level upper management. So it wasn't the top management, but it was like somebody in that area.
This should not be.
And I don't know who it is, but they might have said, well, we kind of want to do it. Well,
yeah,
I don't
get you.
It's up to him. It's his award. It's not the Lombardi Trophy.
They
where
shouldn't
the team
even
owns
be
it.
Asking Trey McBride if, you know, hey, it's. I don't know that he didn't necessarily make it sound like they flat out asked him to pay for it, but it was kind of like a, you know, are you going to keep it or can we keep
really
it in the can we keep it in the display case? Oh, I want to keep it. Okay, well, it totally reminds me of like an Office Space scene, Mike. Like where Lumberg's there sitting with Trey McBride, and he's like, Trey, congratulations. You won this award. You're the greatest tight end in college football, at least this year. Are you going to keep the trophy, or can we display that? And Trey's like, I would like to keep it. Funny thing about that. It's to get a replica, which we'd certainly like to display to honor you and brag about you because we're proud of you, Trey, buddy. It's going to cost about 15 large. So thoughts there? Trey's like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'd like to keep the award. I wanted a buzz in my tail here. I decided to stay here, and Adazio never threw me the football in the red zone, so I never got touchdowns except for on a punt fake or whatever the hell that was. But I would like to keep it. So, $15,000 though. So think about it. think about it. And from
it sound very passive aggressive.
From everything I've seen with Trey McBride, and again, I've interviewed him a few times, not as a pro. These guys are harder to catch when they're pros, Michael. But I do think he respects and appreciates his time with Colorado State. I do. Now, that was a weird time. That was probably the lowest. I think we would all agree. That might be some of the darkest times in CSU history was when Steve Addazio was the coach, but it wasn't just Addazio. There were a lot of other things going on, and we know Joe Parker, how his situation ended up. He had a bad handling of Larry Eustace, who was the CSU basketball coach, not at that time, but before that. But it was a tough time for Colorado State. So when I hear that story, I'm not really shocked by it. I am kind of shocked that Trey told it. I am a little surprised he told it because I do think he has a good relationship based on only things I've seen, that he's gone to a couple games and they still support and honor him. But Mike, you have to know, old AD, new AD, because John Weber, great relationship with John. Congratulations, by the way, today. The Rams, Colorado State, they are officially in the Pac-12, so it's like official today. But I do like John from what I've, from the conversations I've had with him. I don't think that's necessarily something John would do. I mean, it's $15,000. How much was the stadium? $220 million, Michael? And you don't have $15,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
You find it.
To me, it doesn't sound like, the guy on top would have said that. It sounds like some bureaucrat in that office kind of on their own. Hey, can we have that?
I'll admit, I always did kind of wonder with college. They obviously did CU ask Travis Hunter if, they could keep his Heisman? I doubt it. You have to imagine, though, new regime or not, CSU did not like that news coming out yesterday. Was it yesterday, I believe? It was when the podcast hit. I was surprised he told the story. Not that I'm surprised he would try to put CSU in a negative light, because it does, doesn't it? Doesn't it put CSU in a negative light? Because if you follow Colorado State, like you follow them, then first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, old regime. Yeah, that was under Joe Parker. That was under this and that, and blah, 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 blah. But those that don't know, Bussin' with the Boys, their national audience, all they see is that CSU's too cheap to pay $15,000 for a replica. First off, they see that they asked. Play the beginning of that clip. Do you still have it? Where Trey is going into the story. We don't have to play the whole thing. Just where he's talking about the conversation they had. Let's play that.
One thing that was cool about Colorado State is I did win the Mackey Award, which was pretty cool. The best tight end in the country, which had never really been done at a power whatever. That was pretty special just to win that award. But funny thing about this is they give you the big trophy. It's a huge. And at the time, Colorado State was like, are you going to keep the trophy or are we going to put it in the? And I'm like, what? It's my trophy. I'm keeping the. And they're like, well, we got to get.
Yeah. So there. So they did ask. Like, that to me puts CSU in a negative light. Like, we asked you if you were going to keep the trophy. The fact that you even asked if he's going to keep the trophy is weird to me. Like, the first thing should be, Trey, honestly, congratulations on that trophy, man. We're going to make a replica of it. So the first thing is you even ask the question. And then the second thing is $15,000. What are we going to do about that? If I'm Trey, I'm like, thanks for everything, guys. But, you want to display a replica, not me. You do. That's on you. Now, is this the end of the world? No. This isn't anywhere close to what we've seen with a lot of colleges and their decisions. This just comes across as not even disrespectful. I don't think it was disrespectful necessarily to ask Trey if he was keeping it. I just think it's odd, and it comes off as very cheap.
Yeah. If I was him, I would have said some person who I will not mention had this conversation with me. And that would say not necessarily it's CSU, but it would say, hey, there is a person out there, and that person may not be here.
I just think it's a bad look because people are nationally, people that aren't following along are going to say, wow, that CSU, that was 5 years ago. You know, has that changed that much? Is that how they operate over there? Let me ask you this question. Does that podcast hurt recruits? Hurt recruiting chances? That's a big podcast. And Trey McBride is a big NFL star. He is. Does that hurt when you make those initial calls and it's like, are you going to keep stuff from me? Are you going to ask for money back? I'm asking the question. I'm not necessarily saying that's what I believe. I'm asking the question.
I would say it depends on the person, because some people, they're going to go, oh, it's whatever. But some people, if trophies are very, very important to them, and that's why they're in football, they want something big for themselves, that person might be affected.
For Trey to win an award like that, even if they were a group of five conference, Mountain West, and he won the award as the best tight end. And the award has rang true, hasn't it? Because he's one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But it's just not a great look. John says, I say that CSU should have a bake sale to raise 15 large, John Sears. I mean, you don't even ask. You don't even get there. You say, if we're hurting that bad and we can't afford $15,000 as a Division I school with a $220 million stadium, it just looks bad. I get it. Money doesn't grow on trees. 15 grand is 15 grand, but... And it wasn't it was just the start of the NIL era. Like, we were just getting into that. So it was nothing like it is now.
They kind of are having a bake sale, though. It just happens to be the court. The court in the field.
Can you pay that off with, if we buy like 20 of those rings with the court in them? Maybe that would help a little bit. Go Pokes says, yeah, you bet your butt it does hurt recruiting. Of course, Go Pokes is going to say that. He also mentions he didn't get any NIL from CSU. Well, that was still a weird time. Some guys were getting it. Hell, Hub got some, though. Big Hub. Go Pokes says, and I think that was the year after. That's a nasty hit from one of their biggest recent stars. I so love it. That's what I'm saying. Anti-CSU fans and... rivals, whatever, are eating this up. Now, it's my job to talk about it. I love CSU. I love talking about CSU. But if they do something silly, we got to talk about it. Probably not going to be best friends with a lot of people for a while. But it's a bad look. It's a bad look. Now, it's different now. I don't see John Weber doing that. I don't see... But again, there's still some administration that was there. Not all, but some. So I'm just curious, who asked him, who hinted at whether or not you should pay some of the replica? I'm sorry, that is small potatoes stuff, bro. That is small school USA.
That's why I think it was some not upper level person at the top, but someone kind of lower level.
Somebody like that shouldn't have been in that room at all.
Yeah, well, someone who like has permission to kind of be in the room but doesn't make any decisions.
That's funny.
I feel like that was the person.
Who's going to be responsible for this replica, man? I mean, I don't know. That's not my problem. Faith says I definitely would leave a bad taste in my mouth if I was McBride. I do think they get along good now. I think they're all well and good, but it's not a good look. If I'm CSU, like today, I'm. What do you do? You know what you do? You know what you do, Mike? CSU, I'm on line one. Give me a call. You make fun of it. You tweet it and say, we got 15K right here for you, Trey. Now, I don't know if. I'm guessing CSU paid it. Rams fans, I should know the answer to this. I probably have it in my photos somewhere. Is there a replica of the Trey McBride John Mackey Award in the trophy case there, the entrance when you get into the stadium on the west side? Is it in there? And if it is, then we know that's a replica, and we know somebody paid $15,000 to put it there. I'm curious, Rams fans.
I mean, if I was an alum and I had enough money, I would pay the $15,000 for it and donate it and then write it off on my taxes.
Somebody probably did. I'm guessing. It's $15K. It's probably not a big deal. But it's just the optics of it don't look good. In this competitive world of NIL, you have your biggest star, your biggest football star come out. I mean, let's say he's their biggest. Who's bigger? Joey Porter? He won a Super Bowl. But Trey McBride's quickly overtaking him, I think. Maybe not today.
Can we go with Coach? Because I think Sonny's going to be number one overall.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're talking players, Trey McBride probably because he's recent.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't remember Joey Porter.
No, but
you don't remember linebackers as much as wide receivers.
I don't think – we got a break here. I don't think Joey Porter was ever – was he ever, like, labeled as the best top three, four, five linebackers in the NFL? Maybe. Maybe
he was a force to be reckoned with, but he was never the best.
Yeah, Trey's probably you could make a pretty you could have a strong debate over who's the best tight end in the league. And Trey's probably up there. He's got big numbers. He said, "Chris, I hope it wasn't Terrell Davis who asked." I don't think they started that yet. I don't think they started the TD. Terrell Davis is the Ram ambassador. Oh, he went to Colorado State. No, actually. Not even close. Georgia.
He just lives
in Denver. Well, then your next question would be, oh, he must live in Fort Collins. Then he became like a, you know, he transitioned into being a fan of CSU. No. He lives in Denver. Oh, where's the connection? He's famous. Ah.
He's famous for being a Hall of Fame running back in the state of Colorado, which apparently is not that big. Because you can declare a guy who lives in the Denverish area
as the ambassador. He's in Denver. I thought that was it. And I love TD.
I hope it helps recruiting. I really do. I hope TD helps recruiting.
But that's what I'm asking. If I'm a recruit's parents, I'm like, oh, did TD go there? No. Oh, does he live there and support you guys? Define live there. No. Okay. All right. Enough. I've exhausted this already, but it was very entertaining yesterday just seeing some of the comments on it. And again, for the record, I love CSU. I love the new direction. It's Pac-12 day for Colorado State, Conference of Champions. CSU is in that now. And we all know the Pac-12 is all about winning championships, Michael. We all know that.
They were.
They're all about it.
Two of the worst teams own the Pac-12.
They're all about
it.
Oregon State and Washington State.
Two of the worst teams compared to the old ones. Those were the guys I'd say were not the champions in the conference. A few times they won
conference
the championship,
of
but not often.
Conference of Champions, Mike. It doesn't change. Teams leaving your conference, even if it's 97% of them, doesn't change your moniker.
Nickname.
Yeah, it doesn't change it. 28 minutes after the hour, we got to take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NOCO has their eyes on the skies this summer. Hear Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
July July 1st, summer, we're right in the middle of it, man. And what better way to celebrate summer than checking out some local baseball with the Fort Collins Foxes. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, owner of the team, president and owner of the team, Preston Munch. Preston, always good to catch up with you, my friend.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing, you know what? We're doing pretty good here. I can't believe it's already July, but here we are.
I know. We're halfway through our summer season already.
It's crazy. It's moving like crazy for you guys. But tonight is another special night, and this is what we talk about when we're doing our reads and discussing the Fort Collins Foxes, and we just love the partnership and love what you guys are all about. But you're always doing these kind of theme nights, too, to add a little extra juice to the nights for the families, for the kids. And tonight's another special one.
Yeah. So tonight, we're doing retro night, and so Foxes go back to 2005, so some people don't realize there's some history here. And so tonight, when I acquired the team, we went to the storage, and in the storage was all this great vintage stuff from the Foxes going back to the 2000s, including their old jerseys. So Brady, tonight we're busting out the old maroon and gold jerseys. We got the hats still from the original days. We got, it's great. We got all this original merch we're going to be selling. I mean, Fox's polos with the old brand on it. So it's going to be a fun night. Our coaches, even though it might be a little warm, going to wear the old bomber jacket. So it's going to be a blast. And yeah, we're going to bust out the old jerseys. And these would be the jerseys that Stephen Vogt, of course, the Guardians manager, would have wore when he was a Fox.
Wow. Yeah. These would be great collector items too, to get that, because like you said, with Vogt, like what he's doing now, obviously that's a great tie-in and a great thing for you guys to promote the fact that, hey guys, remember he was Fox.
Yeah. And so, for those fans who've been to the game, we have banners, player banners up, and one of the players we highlight, one of the alumni, is Stephen Vogt. So, the guys are actually really jazzed. Actually, one of the coaches just texted, he's like, hey, when do we get to pick up these jerseys? We're jazzed to put them on. So it's going to be a really fun night. And it's a great night because, all right, we got the theme nights and we have the fun there. But Brady, as we always talk about, I'm a baseball purist. We want really good baseball too. So for those baseball fans, so tonight we play the Hazelarks, one of the elite summer college teams in the country. So we're very fortunate they get to come to Fort Collins. We played them last night. They got the best of us last night. It was a great game until we got to about the seventh inning. Tonight, they're back on the mound against us, and it's a great matchup. They're 17-1. 2 years ago in 24, they won the Summer Collegiate World Series, which takes place in Wichita. So if you want to see future dudes, I mean, I guarantee you there's going to be a major leaguer or two that you're going to see today. Tonight's the night to come and check it out.
Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit back and forth via text, and you know, just this team, one of maybe the best summer collegiate teams in not just, you know, because I know it's Kansas, not just kind of this area, but in the entire United States.
Yeah. I mean, they're throwing guys last night that were, you know, they were hitting mid-90s last night, right? And so, but for our guys, too, it's a great opportunity, right? And it's great exposure. And that's why these kids play summer baseball, is they want to get exposed to this type of caliber of players and pitchers. So when they're going on back to their school, they're prepared more to see that type of pitching. So, yeah. So tonight, I'm guessing we're going to see Lark's ace tonight. And, he's been throwing it. So, but at the same time, great opportunity, right, for our team to elevate and put on a great show for our fans.
Retro night for the Fort Collins Foxes, sporting the uniforms that they wore back in 2005-2006. So this will be a fun night, just kind of when you add a little extra to it. But then you throw in the fact that you've got a lot of stud players, and obviously they've got a lot of stud players, and it's a family-friendly environment too. I mean, you're mixing in high-level baseball, affordable baseball, with a lot of fun things that you can do before and after and during the game.
Yeah. So last night, for those who were there, we had a great crowd last night. We brought in a live band. And so we did a pregame concert that started 30 minutes before first pitch. And then the band played in between the half innings. They did the Name That Tune. They played that. Then they played Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. It was awesome. I mean, like, and this is when you know you're doing something right. Hazelarks, they put on, they hold 3,000 people. I mean, they get 3,000 people a game. They had players coming up to our players and saying, hey, this last night, that what you guys are doing, that was the best environment we have been in all season, including their own home games, right? So that's when you know you're doing something right.
Talk to me a little bit about the live music. You went into it a bit, but you know when I was discussing that yesterday, just how much of a probably a challenge that is for you to get everything together and make it work just right, and then you got Hayes coming to you saying, "Dude, this is like one of the best experiences." What is that process like getting? Because you got the baseball game that you're planning for and getting ready for. Plus, you're planning the live music, which again, summer nights, baseball, live music, it's perfect. But what kind of a process is that, Preston?
Yeah. So you got the logistics, right? City Park's a beautiful field. We love playing there. But at the same time, it's not a gated in environment. So we get there early every day. We set it up. We turn it into a gated environment. And then you do have some logistical challenges, but we work within that, right? And that's what you got to do is work within what you have. And so we brought the band in, and we don't have a lot of power there, so we got to split out power. So the band is off one circuit. We're off another circuit running our operations. But you know what? You make it work. And at the end of the day, no one else knows any different, and that's your goal, right? Whether you're running a baseball team, you're running a business, right? The customer doesn't know any different on all the work that it takes. All you worry about is when they get there, they say, wow, that was a fun night. I can't wait to come back. And so that's what we do every day, but you know what? We love what we do.
Oh, and you can tell. I was bragging about you, Preston, specifically to someone here at the station that stopped by, and we were talking about, you know, these different leagues. There's a lot of sports going on. You know, there's a ton of different sporting opportunity or sporting venues you can check out, whether it's pros, collegiate, whatever, throughout the summer months too. And I was saying, man, there's a certain way to go about what you're going to do with a team like the Foxes. And I think you and your crew, you have it down. You get, hey, we want good baseball, but we also want to make this like a memorable experience for when you come to the game. It's not just the game. It's everything that goes into it. You walk away and say, man, that was a celebration. And you guys are doing it the right way.
Yeah. And that's our goal, right? Is family entertainment. And, you know, we had, probably another 100 kids last night at the game. Kids love it because we do things like, hey, go get a foul ball, bring it back. We're going to give you a buck, right? Kids love that. We do the autographs all the time. I mean, it was so fun last night watching all these kids getting autographs from the players before the game. They're throwing the ball. Like you see at the major league level, players say, hey, throw me your ball over the fence, right? Throw it over. Get me a pen through the fence. I'll sign it. You see kids all night last night, jersey signed, their hat signed, whatever they had. They're grabbing pieces of paper. They're grabbing the roster, right? And so, again, creating memories, we only have 2 months to do it. So we go hard, we go fast. But at the end of the summer, we create something that the kids remember. But also, you know, again, I'm a baseball guy. I'm hoping these kids, it encourages them to continue to follow the game and play the game, right? Like my two young boys, now all of a sudden, every single day, they're in our backyard playing baseball. And they pretend they're one of the Foxes players, right? So my 6-year-old's saying, now batting catcher Gladys, right? That's our left fielder. And he's doing it. And I kid you not, Brady, you'll love this. My other son walks him. He flips his bat. And whenever a Fox player walks, we play walk it out. And I see my son, and he's going to first base. And he's all, walk it out, walk it out. And I'm like, that is what we're trying to create and bring to the community.
And I love it too. That's you get the kids excited and get those autographs too, because like you said, there's a lot of these guys that you're probably going to see in major ballparks pretty darn soon.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Hayes has got a ton of guys in the majors now, a lot on the D1 level. Matter of fact, the College World Series MVP 2 summers ago for Tennessee, he had 3 home runs in 3 games during that College World Series at Omaha. He was a Hayes Lark, right? And so, tonight's going to be a fun night. Again, it's your last chance to see the Larks come into town. So I encourage everyone to get out. First pitch, 6:05. Tons of retro gear. I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm loading up the truck with the retro gear. So it's going to be a great night. And then after that, we have 2 more games at home, and we play our rival Boulder. Anytime Fort Collins and Boulder play each other in any sport, it's always fun. It's always a little heated. So that will be the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday.
So kind of like a new version of the Rocky Mountain Showdown, Preston. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Preston, my man, always appreciate you, dude. And like, I mean this, anytime you have something, you let me know. I love what you're doing, and I'm very grateful for the partnership that we have with you guys, and look forward to continuing.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it as well, and look forward to seeing the fans at City Park tonight. First pitch, 6:05.
For ticket information, schedule information, check out FortCollinsFoxes.com. Preston, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Brady.
Preston Munch, owner and president of the Fort Collins Foxes. They play at City Park Field. That's where the Fox Den is, where Fort Collins comes together for summer baseball, located right there in the heart of the city. It's the perfect setting for a night under the lights, cold drinks, food trucks, crack of the bat. And, of course, now they got introducing live music out there, too. So it's a great experience for the family. FortCollinsFoxes.com. You know, I know you love to watch the Rockies, but not everybody wants to drive all the way down to Denver to do that. This is a nice opportunity here with the Foxes. Check them out, FortCollinsFoxes.com. 43 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farouk, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Well, the positive news is, and for CSU, and I know we were talking about the Trey McBride stuff earlier, but today is it's official, Michael. They are now in the Pac-12, and I think you can even acknowledge this. You got to give Oregon State and Washington State, Teresa Gould, credit for keeping this thing afloat so you could get to the point where you can actually assemble some more teams and rebuild this thing. Now, it's not like it was. This is somewhere in between a G5 and a Power 4 right now, and I don't know what that looks like in the future. But this thing I thought was dead. I thought Oregon State and Washington State were just going to end up latching on somewhere to a different conference. So even if CSU wasn't involved in this, I'm really interested to see how this plays out.
I'd love to see them change the name of the Pac-12. I mean, a lot of these conferences need to change their name. The Big 12, I think, is actually 12, but the Big 10 has like 18 teams.
So wait, I'm talking about how the little engine that could, they survived, and then you come back with, I just would like them to change their name. Nothing
like
about the fact
too.
That they
I'd
survived. They survived this. I don't care about a name as much as I do the fact that they survived. Everyone thought they were dead in the water, and rightfully so, but they found a way.
There's only a couple teams on the pack side. On the Pacific,
I agree.
There's a lot of mountain.
Pac-Mountain
would be great.
I think it's. I think all the conferences are kind of jacked when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Like, they all don't make sense with what they're
doing. Yeah, West Virginia really started it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then they did their big logo change. There was part of me that thought when they were previewing that, I'm just giving you crap because I actually agree with you. When they came out with the logo change, it's just like basically they moved the P a little bit and just it was odd.
Yeah, it's a big little logo change.
Yeah.
I hate all this conference realignment. At some more than others, when Texas A&M left, Texas A&M is a huge rivalry, mm-hmm. and I didn't like that.
I am, but are you rooting for the Pac-12? Kind of?
I'm rooting for CSU. Washington plays Washington State every year. Oregon plays Oregon State every year, so I need Washington State and Oregon, and I want CSU to be good every year.
Yeah, like I said, even if CSU wasn't involved in this, I would be interested. I'm still going to be watching Mountain West stuff too, because I know like my guy Go Pokes is probably like, dude, what about us, man? Don't you care? I do care. I do wish Wyoming was in the Pac-12. I do. I know it might not make sense, but I want all my teams to be together.
Yeah, and if we let Micah do this, then it will be done correctly.
Yeah, we're waiting on that. I'll be 97 when that comes out.
I gave you my rough draft.
Michael, okay, quickly. You got 30 seconds. Big Hub missed the first portion of the show. Summarize the Trey McBride story. Go.
Okay, so Trey McBride won this big-time award, and one of the CSU guys was like, hey, buddy, are you going to keep that? Because we want to display it. And it costs a lot of money to make a...
replica.
A freaking...
Replica.
Replica. Yeah. And he was like, no, I'm going to keep it.
And they were still kind of like, well, how are we going to pay for this replica?
Yeah. Well, get some guy who has a lot of money. Just
Big
say,
Hub.
Hey, we need a replica. We'll
reach
put
out
your
to
name somewhere.
Big Hub. He's doing big things. So maybe he's got 15K. This was 4 years, 5 years ago, so it's over now. But
Big Hub, if you have 15K, can I borrow some
big
money
Hub
and not pay it back?
Is a former Ram. Have you been into the trophy area recently? And I would like to know the answer, because I've been there recently, but I don't pay attention to things. Is the replica of the trophy? Don't play me off, Johnny. Is the replica of the trophy in the trophy case? Let me know. I'm sorry. You're like the guy with the cane yanking me off the stage.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
In the top stories today, Michael, we're not going to do our conventional top stories coming up, okay? Because it's just all NBA. It's all basketball. So I want you to hit me with that. Hit me with that good basketball music that I sent you today. So that's all I want to hear. And I hope you're ready for it, because if you're not, it's gonna ruin the day. It's gonna ruin the show.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I may ruin the show.
What's new? All right, coming up, we got the top stories of the day. I love you, Michael. Oh, I said it out loud. We'll be right back.
I'm keeping that.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.